My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bodhadrago.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with us again. Don't forget to get signed up at cgrwellness.com. cgrwellness.com. You will, not only will you help us here at the radio ministry, but you're really going to help us with regards to what we need to accomplish, with our pastors and the challenges we're facing with the assaults by the Sikh there in India. All of our pastors have been told by the police that for their own safety and protection, they need to have cameras at their churches and at their residences. We can't afford that kind of bill. So any assistance that you can do with regards to that helps us. You can do that, of course, at paypal.me/Pastor Greg, paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or on the Cash App at $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or on Venmo at PastorGregCGR, at PastorGregCGR. And ways you can save money and help us, the greenfueltabs.shop. If you're tired of paying crazy prices at the pump, we're seeing anywhere between 15% and 30% increase in your gas mileage by using these. We went from 23 miles a gallon to 30 miles a gallon on our 2015 Toyota Camry. this stuff really works. Ken Thornburg, who does our Freedom Encounters and our spiritual warfare, just started. He said, first tank, 13% increase. 13%. That saves you money, folks. GreenFuelTabs.shop. Get signed up today. Or up over, there it is, CGR Wellness. If you're into health, if you want to stay healthy, if you're already taking stuff, this is better. CGRWellness.com. All right, I want to get to my guests. Everyone has arrived. I've been promising you all week we're going to do this. We're talking about the border. And I am so excited to have these incredible people with me today. Sheena Rodriguez, SecureTheBorder.us. Victor Avila, AgentUnderFireBook.com. Anthony Aguero at AnthonyAguero.com. And Oscar had to be the most challenging one. but it's OscarBlueRamirez.com/EN/news/. And I'll be showing you those throughout the program. I want to welcome all of you and thank all of you for your service to our nation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Greg.
Thank you for having us.
Well, let me open this, and then what I'd like to do is kind of just go around and give you guys an opportunity to just kind of share a little bit about what you each do, okay? So tell us who you are again, what you do, and the specific area that you are most concerned about. And folks, this is a border invasion. Let's be very, very clear. We are being invaded. And that invasion is real, and it is dangerous, and it is a danger to every single person. At the Boots and Barbecue, it was brought up about machine gun turrets on our side, and someone said, oh, we're not suggesting that. Yet that's what the cartels have set up on mountaintops, pointed at and fired at our personnel. Mexico is letting cartels and terrorists carry out a war against our country. Our politicians are funding and encouraging the invasion. It all must stop. So we're here today to tell you, from individuals who are on the front line, what's really going on. Sheena, let me begin with you, then Vic, Anthony, and then Oscar. If we could do it in that order, please share.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Pastor Greg, for having us on again. And oh my gosh, I am like sitting here amongst rock stars in this battle that are on the front line. So I'm just humbled and honored this morning. But, for me and our organization, Alliance for a Safe Texas, you mentioned the word invasion. You know, we've been on the front lines, the Great Carry and several others that I know that are friends of mine. We've been trying to battle that and trying to accomplish the different counties. I believe we're up to like 32 or 33 or possibly even 34 at this point. But, when you say it's an invasion of Western civilization, honestly, because we're not the only country that's dealing with this at this point. Mexico's also directly impacted, and they're dealing with it over there in Europe as well. But our main concern with Alliance for a Safe Texas is the great state of Texas. We are trying to do all that we can to go around and speak, educate citizens across the 254 counties within the great Republic of Texas on what they can do to fight back on this open border policies and the carnage that it promotes on the city, county, and state levels. So we're educating with the truth, with what's actually going on from being down there on the front line, and then the negative impacts thereafter that impacts us all, and bringing forth action items, real life action items that everyday regular moms and Texans and fathers can do on the city, county, and state level to try to combat this.
Thank you, Sheena. Thank you so much for that. Victor?
Good morning, Pastor Greg. Good morning, everybody. It's absolutely a pleasure to be with you. Like Sheena said, This is an incredible team that you guys are listening to this morning. I want to first off start by commending everybody for their hard work that they do at the border. Anthony and Oscar have done an incredible job in informing the public of what is actually happening at the border, from El Paso all the way to Brownsville. Sheena has been an advocate that I don't know one else like she is, doing real tangible work, all the way up to the hill. As you guys know, I'm a retired, special agent with ICE. Border security is my expertise. I worked at the border for 20 years, human smuggling, human trafficking, the drugs. This is something that I've worked for many, many years, and it's become personal to me, not just because of what I went through, but because of the this invasion and total disrespect for our Constitution, for our laws, and the sovereignty of our nation. And it is time that we take it back. It's important that we now recognize the real threat that we face from the cartels. And it's not just illegal immigration. I know we're going to talk about that more this morning. It's not just illegal immigration. It's a lot bigger picture than that. And so, yes, Texas is a big, big, big issue. I just got back from Arizona, and that is also a tremendous, tremendous, incredible amount of, drugs coming in through that state. So let's not forget that, you know, where Oscar is at on the California side, it is an issue that we have to look at the entire border, because it's coming at us from every single, porous area.
Thank you, Victor. Thank you. Anthony?
Well, thank you for having us, Pastor. And I want to say, thank you for all of you guys being on here and for having us this morning. Like Victor and Sheena said, I cannot amplify what they just said enough. The work that these people do on this panel that you have today is phenomenal work. It's online work that nobody else brings to the table. And I'm truly honored and humbled to be here with all of you guys. My mission has evolved from going to the border and trying to talk to migrants to now identifying suspects and individuals and tracking down criminal groups and the criminal element of the child trafficking that is currently occurring on our southern border. It is something that is, I think, for the most part, overlooked a lot of the time, and it's something that has really, really engraved itself in my heart to bring this forth and really go above and beyond and bring some serious attention to these serious issues, because the carnage and the damage that is being done on both sides of the border is very often overlooked at times.
Thank you, Anthony, for that. I appreciate it. And Oscar, I have not had the pleasure of meeting you in person yet, but I look forward to that opportunity. And when we talked about doing this panel, Sheena immediately said, we've got to include Oscar Blue. And Anthony said the same thing. He said, Oscar's coming on. And I was like, yes. And he said, okay, good. So, Oscar, welcome. Thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Pastor, for the invitation, and you have a wonderful panel right here. You know, a wonderful human being that has done so much for the country, like Victor, and Sheena, that she is doing an incredible investigative reporting, and my partner that I met, you know, almost 5 years ago. I had the God-given pleasure to meet him, and God put him on my pathway. So I'm a licensed journalist and broadcaster from Tijuana, Mexico, born in Mexico. And we have been documenting the immigration phenomenon. That the immigration phenomenon comes with a lot of things. It comes with vulnerable cases of asylum or refugee, but also comes with criminal activity, as it is drug trafficking, child trafficking, human smuggling, child abuse, women abuse, sex trafficking, all of the above. And all of these terrorists and all these horrific situations that are happening at the border, they're currently exacerbated, happening consistently, not only at the border of the United States, but the whole continent. So we need to understand that this is a huge problem that is happening in the whole continent of America. It's not only they're trying to take down the best country that exists in the world, that is the United States of America, but they're trying to take down their agenda to the whole continent of America. Again, thank you for the invitation. And I'm a Christian. I'm a Catholic Christian, so everybody to know.
I love that, my friend. I love that. And everyone on this panel puts God first. God, and then family, and then our nation. And I like to remind, folks that the very first person, the very first one who put nation and national boundaries in place was God. And everyone forgets that. God himself called Abram out and said, I will make you the father of many nations. And he gave him specific boundaries of the promised land. And then he required of him that he be respectful as he went through the different nations on his way to that promised land. We're going to talk about child trafficking, Venezuelan paramilitary, cartels, fentanyl, and this is an invasion right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm going to take about 58 seconds here. I think it's about 58 seconds. And hopefully if I can find this piece really quick. I played it the other day, Sheena, when we were on air. I may need to let you guys talk and then come to it, and then I can jump in with it as soon as I locate it. But it is here it is. Here it is. It's right here. I'm going to
look at their faces. You tell me which one of the.
All right, here we go. Folks, this, we were just talking about the children. And this is something that I played the other day, last Thursday, and I want to play it for you again and then bring our panel in.
Biden and the Democrats, you tell me, look at their faces. You tell me which one of these 20%, 20 to 40% of these children are going to go missing. Which one of these 20 to 40% of these children, look at their faces. You look at their faces. Which one of these are going to be missing, that your administration, that the Democrats are going to lose track of? Which one of these are worth being sold into child trafficking and sex trafficking? Which one? Which one? Her? Him? Her? Is she going to go missing? What about her? Is she going to go missing? Where are the children, Biden? Where are the children?
Folks, the thing that just destroyed me the other day on this was the story about the one girl that we didn't show you, who didn't get touched, who got separated, who got fed, clothed, taken care of, not assaulted. And I said to you, Sheena, on the program, we're not calling it an assault because that's not what it is. These children are raped, people. These children are raped. And if any justification needs to be made for people showing up on the 6th of January to call the members that call themselves representatives to account for what they're doing. Show them pictures of these children that are being raped, and the blood is on every single one of their hands. 435 members of Congress, 100 members of the Senate, the blood is on their hands. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mayorkas, your whole administration, the blood for these children is on your hands. And I'm speaking right now as a prophet of God. You will be held accountable if you don't do something about it. You're going to hell. You are going to hell right now. I don't know who wants to follow that, but
listen. I would even go a step further, and it's not just those that are holding congressional offices. Look, we did this because Anthony and I and our good friend Maria, you know Maria, we were down there in Rome and La Jolla for a few days. We sat there for a while listening to the stories of these unaccompanied minors. None of those in that group spoke English.
But I was just so upset that, you know, when they hear Axios reporting 40%, other news outlets reporting 20% just go missing. You know, it's just a stat. It's just a black and white number on a piece of paper or on your computer screen. This has a real life face. This is a child. And I would even go further and say that when the federal government fails to uphold its duty, we are talking about an existential threat. Children, innocent children are dying or being exploited. Our state officials need to stand up and do what is right. This isn't a partisan issue. These are human lives at stake and that are suffering. And even our state local officials here in the state of Texas and in every state can stand up and do more. And why are they not?
Oscar, very quickly, and we're going to have to go into another break in just a minute, but you are a Mexican national. This is your country. A lot of these are your country's children. I realize we're getting a lot of others, and we'll talk about that in our program in the next half hour. But as a Mexican citizen, just very quickly, how does this impact the people of Mexico?
Well, it has a huge impact because we know the insecurity factor, what is happening right now with the current administration. It has more than 130,000 murders. It is the most insecure administration in history. So the leftist administration in the whole continent, it is what a leftist government will do. Insecurity they will always just bring to the table. And it has a huge impact, not only in the south part of our country, but in the central part, it's having a huge impact that a lot of these people are moving in cases of refugee because of cartel persecution and because of our own government that this is happening. It's not because of the people. It is because of our government that is being, it is pushing our children, our women, our men out. And there's a huge problem in our country of Mexico. A lot of people are talking about the violence towards women. Nobody's talking about the violence towards men. All these 130,000 murders, 95% of them have been men. So it's another question that we need to ask ourselves.
And we'll talk about all of that coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Sheena Rodriguez, Victor Avila, Anthony Aguero, and Oscar Blue. Can I say Ramirez, or do you just go by Oscar Blue?
It doesn't even matter. Okay. Both of them, they're good.
All right. Very good. Very good. Oscar was giving us a picture of the challenges, the extreme challenges faced in Mexico. I want to do this first. I want to go to Anthony. Anthony, you're the one that broke the story and took the pictures of the airplanes that were being sent in the middle of the night and flown into the interior of the country. Can you speak to that for just a moment and tell us what the evolution of that has been?
Certainly. So I realized that all these individuals that were being brought into the border, I got a tip from an individual that actually works at the El Paso International Airport, and he said something weird is happening out here. There's a bunch of kids on the tarmac. It's happening at a private tarmac. And so I went down there to the El Paso International Airport, and there is a company down here by the name of Atlantic. And so this is basically like a private chartering company for airbusing, basically. And so apparently the Biden administration has a contract with these individuals in which they go and drop off migrants to be basically shuttled across the country. And it's been done mainly in the middle of the night. But more often than not, recently, it's just been deliberately during the daytime at all hours of the day. Out here in El Paso, unfortunately, the homelessness is at an all-time level. You see a lot of these foreigners just walking around the street. None other than 3 days ago out there in El Paso, I actually encountered a kid that was from, where was he from, Sheena, again?
Romania.
He was from Romania. The family entered the country illegally 6 months ago, and they had this 13-year-old selling flowers against child labor laws. The child was out of school, had been out there for several hours. El Paso's a very hot city. He had been out there in the middle of the sun for several hours on end. The second time that I passed by there, I stopped by, I introduced myself. The kid had not eaten anything. I even went to go buy the child something to eat. The very next day, I run into his brother at a different corner. They're begging for money. And so these individuals are being brought into the country. They're being released into our communities with zero help, with zero plan in motion. There is a factor here. There is a huge culture crash. There's going to be that. There is a huge communication factor because obviously they don't speak the language. A lot of these people don't have any working skills, and that's just the broad reality of the things. You ask them, a lot of these individuals, what do you do for a living? And more often than not, the answer is nothing. And so these people are coming over expecting to be taken care of 100%. A lot of these migrants that are coming over are economic migrants, which 95% of these individuals are not going to qualify to be able to be staying in the country. And a lot of them are not going to know that and will not return to their court dates. And so out of El Paso, it's really saddening to see documented children being flown out. And what's most disturbing is the bus drivers high-fiving each other and taking pictures in front of the jet after they delivered these girls to the tarmac as if dropping off some kind of trophy. Unfortunately, I've been down at the border when I've witnessed 12-year-old little girls come over the border and they have blood all over their pants where they've just literally been raped repeatedly by multiple men, and where the fire department and ambulance have to show up on the scene, and because it's basically a crime scene. These little girls come in destroyed, and that is the term used by these border patrol agents, destroyed, right before they cross the river. I've actually had to witness, right next to a federal agent, a young lady being raped, by a sexual predator right on the other side of the river, being helpless, not being able to run across the river, right, or anything like that. It's just some of the hardest situations that I've ever had to endure have been with these children at the border. And it's something that we need to shed more light on. This. It's total carnage.
Victor, I'd like you to speak now about this from the agent perspective. And one of the comments that was made the other night in a gathering that Sheena and I were at was about machine gun turrets. And, oh, we're not talking about that. But if you are being invaded, okay, you use whatever force is necessary to stop an invasion. That's number one. Number two, as I understand it, there are machine gun turrets that the cartels have set up on the other side of the river pointed our direction. Can you speak to those things, please?
Yeah, absolutely. The threat is there from the cartels. You see, there's been a big shift in the last few years because of what's happening under this administration. The cartels have become emboldened. They're not afraid of anyone, not in Mexico, not of any U.S. law enforcement anymore. And they are just wanting to push everything, the drugs, the people, all the commodities that they treat as products, including the human beings, into the U.S. But I want to make something very clear here. People need to understand that a secure border, a controlled border, eliminates a lot of the stuff that we're talking about. It's not the other way around. The left wants us to think that it's humanitarian to have an open border because it would help these people. But what it's actually doing is having the children raped. It's having the people drown in the river. It's having the people cooked by the sun and dehydrate in the middle of the desert. It's having them commit suicide. It's die in the back of a tractor trailer. This is what comes up. I just stood in Maverick County in at the cemetery there with 45 unidentified tombs, graves of Jane Doe's and John Doe's, illegal aliens that had come in that the county had no longer have the opportunity to identify. And some of those are baby does, Jane Does and baby does that are unidentified. This is the reality of the loss of life. We have sheriffs down there that are having to put extra freezers outside, portable freezers to keep the bodies in there because of the deaths that are occurring on a daily basis. You secure the border, you save lives, you save victims from human trafficking. You know, a lot of times we're talking a lot about human trafficking and the children. This is what I did. And a lot of times I don't share a lot of the stories because they're very difficult when you see in person what a human being is capable to do to another, especially a child. Right. It is, you can't get those images out of your mind, but I rescued those, especially from the country of Mexico coming into the U.S., New York and all that. And so what's happening right now is actually just exasperating this. The cartels are having a free for all. You name it. If it's a human being, if it's the fentanyl, if it's the meth, it is coming in. And this administration is, I think all of us on this panel cannot understand why anyone in the government would not acknowledge it. First of all, with some funding. First of all, with the actual enforcement of our laws. It's that simple.
Oscar, I want to go to you because you made a statement earlier about the 130,000 or deaths, and then you were also talking about the wave of people that are moving from one part of Mexico to another to flee. But you also talked about in the break about how there was a significant impact under the Trump administration when there was an effort to assist the Mexican government in getting control of its country. Can you speak to that for a moment, please?
Yeah, you know, the past administration did something to the Mexican government, and the Mexican government is really easy to control. It's just hit them in the pockets. If you, these people will not negotiate with you with other political terms. If you hit them in the pockets and if you go directly to where they are getting their money, they will get immediately affected. And Donald Trump did something that is the tariff. On the side of Title 42, on the side of the Stay in Mexico policy, I think the most effective thing that he did was to stay in the tariff on the threat of Mexico to charge them 5% if they didn't control the massive flow, charging them with 5% on tax on avocado, beer industry, and the most lucrative industry that is the automobile industry, charge him with that. And they stopped the massive flow. They started controlling the massive flow. On top of that, he put the MPP process and he put the Title 42. So it is, I will put this and on top of that, I will secure this, I will secure that, and then I will continue with the building of the wall. He really wanted a thing that Victor has said right now, and it is really important that we understand that. It is secure border. We need to understand this term. Secure border is not close the border. It is a secure border because the border is always going to be open for commercial line, for importing, for exporting, for entering, for tourists. The correct term is secure the border. And that is the number one thing that he was doing, when it comes to, implementing the tariff. That was the number one thing that Biden took out as soon as he came in. He took that out. And look what is happening right now.
And then we don't have a secure border. Okay, we're going to go into another quick break. When we come back, we've got about 10 minutes we're going to take on the other side. Sheena, I'd like to bring this to you to get kind of the 10,000-foot view, as it will, because you take pieces of all of these stories that these gentlemen have just shared and then try to help people understand what all of this means. So I'm going to ask you to do that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm gonna really encourage you. This will be up in a podcast on TuneIn, iTunes, iHeart, Giovon. There's about a dozen different places you can find this. Spreaker. Please download this and share this. This is a critical hour of information that is so necessary for every single person in the United States of America and every person in Texas. And we're going to tell you why right now. Sheena?
Yeah. Well, you know, we started off the program and I said that this was an invasion, not just of Texas, not just of the United States, not just Mexico, but of Western civilization. And when you asked and you said, how can we kind of sum all of this up on what this actually means? This is mass control. This is to bring on, just fast track right into communism. You look at history, right? History tells us, you know, this is one of the biggest key factors of what regimes in the past have tried to utilize mass immigration, illegal immigration specifically. That's what this helps to bring forth. We look at right now where we're facing, you know, highest inflation in over 40 years. Right. The dollar's crashing. The London Bank is crashing. Right. You have all housing market issues, all of the voting issues, right? Election issues. We have all of these things that the mandates, tyrannical mandates that we just faced. You know, all of these things are absolutely interconnected. This is happening worldwide. And I hate to say it, but people need to wake up, because all of this is bringing forth you know, carnage. It's bringing forth crime, organizations that are the only people that are benefiting from this are not the migrants themselves. They're not Americans. They're most certainly not Texans. Is the elites and the criminal cartel organizations that are benefiting off of this. And what we do with Alliance for a Safe Texas then is water it all down, because I'm going, there's so much going on right here in the state of Texas. I cannot even think beyond our state line, right? What can we do right here in the state of Texas? Because you've got a 73-year-old raped in Eagle Pass, right? You've got Texans who are losing literally their land is literally being invaded daily, all day, all night by people that they don't know that are breaking into their houses, threatening their families. You know, you've got just trash and litter, literally trash and litter. You've got crimes, you know, being committed by these criminal cartel organizations that are in every single one, not just along the border, every single one of our 254 counties. You've got the fentanyl overdoses going on. You tell the parents who just lost their 16-year-old right. son to a fentanyl overdose that this is a federal issue. You tell that 73-year-old woman who was raped, who her house was broken into, that this is a federal issue and that nothing can be done. That's not an acceptable answer. So we have to try to find solutions right here. We have to go back to state sovereignty if we're going to survive this influx, this invasion for the next, God forbid, 2 years.
Oscar, you were, I'm sorry, Anthony, you were talking about a global compact that was entered into by Obama and the outgoing Mexican president that is a part of, cause I want to, again, this is a global attack against the sovereignty of the state of Texas, but I want you to talk about that compact, and then we're going to close this by bringing it to Victor to talk about Texas and what we should be doing here.
Okay, so this is a little long, so I'm going to break it down in layman's terms so we can do it as fast and as effective as possible.
Go ahead.
Before President Trump took office, Barack Hussein Obama actually met in New York City, and he signed the country basically secretly into the Global Compact of Migration, not letting it be known to anybody. A lot of people were scratching their heads why President Trump faced such a wave of migrants coming to the border while he was president. This is why. So Barack Obama signed us into this Global Compact. At around the same time, Enrique Peña Nieto, the ex-president of Mexico, signed Mexico up for this Global Compact agreement, opening the floodgates, the southern floodgates of Mexico, and then all these people were catapulting themselves into the southern border of the United States. In 2017, President Trump came out saying we will not be signing onto the Global Compact agreement in 2018. It does not line up with my immigration status, with my immigration views or that of our country. Nobody's done more for migrants in the United States of America. So he did not sign back into it. Unfortunately, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the current president of Mexico, signed back into it. And unfortunately for the United States, come to find out, Oscar and I were talking a few months ago, and we're like, this feels like we're back into the Global Compact of Migration. So we started doing some digging and going look, and back in December, Joe Biden actually signed us right back up into it. So we're a part of this community that consists of about 150 other countries around the world that are allowed to migrate basically openly and freely amongst each other.
All right, Victor, there is a section in the United States Constitution under the 10th Amendment that allows a state to declare that they are being invaded. As a former member of ICE, as a former special agent focused on border security and border protection, if you were asked to testify about this and whether or not Texas as a state was in fact being invaded at its southern border, can you tell me what your response would be?
Absolutely, we are. It definitely goes without, I think, saying at this point that we're under an invasion. All of these things that have been talked about, what can we do about it? Putting aside the Biden administration, because we know that we cannot be dependent on them on anything, because they want this to happen. This is purposely being done by them. But what can we do? Well, we can declare this invasion at the state level, which we're waiting on our governor to do that. The governor of Arizona, Carrie Lake, when she gets elected, will be doing it on day one from Whole Woods. I just got back from Arizona, and it might take Arizona to do it first to put the pressure on Texas, but I'll take it anyway.
Right.
But so the declaration is good. It allows the state government to kind of implement then the powers of the federal government to keep people from coming into this country in the first place. Well, what else can you do? Governor, I give credit where credit is due. Governor Abbott signed that executive order of declaring the cartels foreign terrorist organizations. That's good. It's a good step in the right direction. I don't want to see that done at the State Department level, at the federal level, which will actually tangibly do something, because right now it's just kind of only written on paper. How do you have to hold Mexico accountable. That's another solution. They're not going away, whether you like it or not. There has to be sanctions, whether by the state. Remember, we control those borders as well as to what comes in that state. We need to challenge Mexico and force their hand. And while we do all this, continue to put the pressure on the Biden administration by what we're doing today is bringing the awareness, talking about the deaths, talking about the fentanyl, talking about the impact that this is having, guess what? Not just in Texas, but in Mississippi, in New York, in Portland, everywhere in our country with fentanyl pills. There was a huge seizure in Portland, Oregon the other day. Every state is now a border state because people are dying. This is,
90,000, if I'm, 90,000 fentanyl deaths, if I'm not mistaken, in the last fiscal year, right?
So that's the percentage of the total of 108,000 or so in 1 year.
Yeah.
In 1 year. And no one seems to blink an eye in DC about those deaths.
And we're going to run out of time here, and I want to make sure that we get this out that folks understand. If you are a parent and you are considering sending your children out for candy, please do make absolutely certain that they do not eat any candy that's given to them until you've had an opportunity to look at it. And I strongly recommend, because the way this is going to be slipped in, it is going to be very, very dangerous. And hopefully we can get everybody back one more time before the end of October, because we really need to talk about this particular issue in particular so that parents are aware of what to look for and how to identify a package that is tainted, because you don't even have to ingest it. You can just touch this stuff and it can kill you. There are agents who have died simply by going through this stuff at intake and they're no longer with us. All right. We've run out of time. Victor, Sheena, Anthony, Oscar, thank you all so very much. Our prayers are going to continue to be with you as you're fighting this battle, and we will continue to make people aware of it. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this, hour number two. Don Jans and Chaps, we're going to talk about what's happening in India and this continued assault on the constitution of our country and the push towards communism.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.